Blog Talk Radio.
PointClickFish.com, your connection to the saltwater fishing community, brings you Saltwater Fishing Radio. Are you a professional tournament angler, fishing captain, or novice angler looking to learn from the pros?
Listen to live discussions from some of the best in the industry.
The biggest TV fishing stars.
Interviews with captains, sponsors, and fishing teams.
Your trusted source for the latest tournament updates, industry news, and interviews. It's time to talk fishing with your host, Captain Jay. PointClickFish.com, your connection to the saltwater fishing community, brings you Saltwater Fishing Radio. Are you a professional tournament angler, fishing captain, or novice angler looking to learn from the pros?
Listen to live discussions from some of the best in the industry.
The biggest TV fishing stars.
Interviews with captains, sponsors, and fishing teams.
Your trusted source for the latest tournament updates, industry news, and interviews. It's time to talk fishing with your host, Captain Jay.
Everybody, good evening, and welcome to the PointClickFish.com Saltwater Fishing Radio Show. We have the Road to Nationals with the Southern Kingfish Association this evening, and Price, we're excited to kick things off for 2018.
Man, it feels like we just finished with Biloxi. Man, what another exciting Nationals. What a great place to visit. Man, of course, you know, Jay, we're barbecue guys, and there's a couple barbecue spots that we stopped at while we're down in Biloxi. But, man, the fishing was great. The atmosphere was great at the Golden Nugget Casino, man. And, man, hey, we're already 2018 and looking forward to Morehead City.
We are. We're kicking off that journey this year as we make the road to Nationals. And as you said, Price, Morehead City, North Carolina is the platform this year. So everybody's excited to head up to Morehead City, which is obviously right in our backyard. So we're really excited to go to Morehead City if we have to go, right? We're already in Morehead City, so we're looking forward to having it there. But we're definitely excited to continue with the show to educate everyone from the fans to the teams to the sponsors, all the great things that the SKA does throughout the year. And from my understanding, Price, talking to David Worsham here, we've got some exciting things. So let's go ahead and get David here on the show with us so we can talk about a few of the things that they have in the works for the Southern Kingfisher Association. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Wow, you said it, man. It seems like we were just in Biloxi. Thank you guys so much for coming out and covering the event. I know we had a lot of people streaming it and staying in touch with what was going on. So congratulations to everyone who came out to Biloxi, and thank you all, especially Point Click Fish and all the sponsors. We had a great time. What a great place to do Nationals. But if there's another place that we're more excited about, it's got to be Morehead. So we are already counting down. 195 days from today, guys, we'll be coming your way to Morehead City.
You know, every year we laugh and we go, hey, you know, we're 195 days away. And then next thing you know, we're like 50 days. And then it's like, you know, in 7 days we'll be at the national championship. And it literally starts flying by. Once the tournaments start kicking off and the season starts rolling, everybody's busy on the road, you know, kind of seeing who's winning divisions and what great things are going on, and it literally just flies by. And 195 days seems like a long time, but it's really not.
Absolutely, it flies. We are already in the heat of the tournament season down here in Florida. I know that you guys up in the Carolinas are ready to get out there. I've been seeing some blue water fishing going on, people getting out there, and getting after some good meat fish, and we are definitely having some tournaments here in Florida. The big King of the Beach coming up this weekend. It's not an SKA event this year, but we're working to hopefully be with them next year. It's a huge tournament, equivalent of the U.S. Open, I guess, of North Carolina. So there's been a solid run of tournaments. We actually just had our first Division 10 event last weekend over in St. Pete, the Wild West Leg 2. So that was great to get some lines wet and get some teams on the leaderboard. And I'm sorry, that was Division 6 over in St. Pete. And we did have a Division 10 event in Key West earlier this year. So two events down and several more to go that we are just chomping at the bit to get on the road and have some fun along the road to Nationals.
I tell you, as you said, the events start kicking off, and then next thing you know, all the divisions are fishing, and people start to get real excited as these tournaments start rolling in. And, anglers and teams are on the water, and they're busy catching fish and winning tournaments, and that's always exciting to be able to come on the show and to talk about those because there are so many great things going throughout the divisions and the sponsors to help make this happen. And that's one of the things that we always like to do is highlight those sponsors that help support those tournaments and the SKA. So let's talk a little bit about the sponsors this year for the SKA.
Yep, as always, some great, great partners stepping up to work with us. Mercury Marine, always staying on with SKA since, I think, the beginning. But, obviously the last few years they've been our title sponsor, so we are very proud to have them back on this year. You'll see Scotty along the trail with the Mercury trailer, for support as needed and just to kind of help spread the word about the new products they're rolling out. I know they've got some exciting new smaller class engines, maybe not anything in particular for our SKA boats, but maybe the extra boat that you guys have. They've got some great new four-stroke, some sort of really new edge technology that they're really excited about. We saw at the Miami Boat Show this year. So we are glad to have Mercury back on as the title sponsor, always keeping the SKA going boldly forward. And another partner, longtime partner, Garmin, always been with SKA, loyal supporters, and we will see them at many tournaments along the trail this year. So big thank you to Garmin for continuing to support us. NBOA Marine Insurance, another huge, obviously the parent company of the SKA, also a sponsor, longtime sponsor of SKA before taking it over. We've got a Strike Zone Fishing with SKA again, multi-time Angler of the Year, Dave Workman. So he's up here in Jacksonville. He's got multiple shops. Strike Zone Fishing they've got everything you can need for any type of fishing, from king fishing to inshore stuff. I can go on for a while, but we'll stop there for a little bit and talk about an old partner that we're excited to have back on here. Sweetwater Beer is back on the trail this year, guys. So be excited about that, coming to the trailer to get your beer samples from Sweetwater. That was a huge hit in 2016 when we did that last time. We didn't work it out last year, so really excited to have the beer flowing again, the Sweetwater flowing from the SKA trailers. Make sure you come to the trailers at your local events to sample some new beer that they're rolling out.
Jay and I will be there for sure.
I know you guys will be. We'll look forward to it. So we're working on getting some food to go along with the beer. We think that'll go well, keep everyone fed and full of beer. So they'll be happy fishermen walking around the tournament sites this year.
Well, that's awesome to hear a lot of the great sponsors that are back on, and some of them, that have been on from the beginning. It's always important to, to recognize those sponsors that help make all of this happen, because without these sponsors, the tournaments, the SK, everybody couldn't exist. So we definitely appreciate all of their support. Now, I do know one thing. I can't confirm this personally, but I do know from rumor has it that Scotty B makes a mean barbecue. I heard he has an awesome barbecue. I hadn't gotten to partake in it yet, but I heard it's delicious.
Yes, that is confirmed. So he is known to have the barbecue, and Michelle as well. She jumps right in there. They have a whole team of the Mercury. They know how to throw a barbecue and cook some fish meat, you name it. They've got everything going. So I had my first ever wahoo on a smoked cedar plank at the Mercury Barbecue, and I don't think I can ever go back after that. So they'll spoil you is the danger.
Well, we're going to have to be on the lookout for that price in Morehead City when they fire up the barbecue grill. So we're definitely going to be able to look for that.
Yeah,
maybe
what we should do is,
David, here's an idea. Maybe we should do one of our shows from the barbecue there in Morehead City with us eating barbecue and sampling some beer. That would be an interesting show, wouldn't it?
Now we're talking. We'll do a live show with barbecue cook-off, so... We will definitely, but they will do it at Morehead and Nationals. So it'll be on the schedule, and all are welcome. You know, it's not exclusive to Mercury. We will work with them to talk about it again before I confirm it. But look for that to come out in the details for sure as we continue to roll out more details on the championship up there.
Now, David, tell us a little bit about what you guys have been doing. Of course, with us, I don't like to call it the off season because there's really no off season. But what have you guys been up to? What kind of things have you guys been working on to get ready for the new year? Obviously, there's been a lot of sponsorship, activities taking place. But what else have you guys been up to?
That's right. We've got more sponsors on, and we'll continue to list them, you know, throughout the show. But we've been working hard on the new trailers. So we've got a new fleet of trailers going to be rolling out this year. They were at the national championship, but not fully outfitted. We've been working on decking those out. So I think everyone will be pleased to see the new footprint that we've got and some of the new exciting things we're going to be able to bring to the tournaments. So we're really excited about those and going to be rolling in style with the new wraps from SignZoo. So that's, of course, another longtime sponsor that's back on with us. SignZoo always turning heads with their wraps. Marine and for your vehicle, they do it all. They do incredible work. So visit their site, check out what they've done for everyone else, and they can do it for you guys. They're willing to work and listen to what you want to do. They make it really custom. I think everyone will know that when they take a look at these SKA wraps. They're incredible. So they've incorporated a photo on the back of the trailer that is now on the part of the wrap. And then it's an animated kingfish on the side with some huge, you know, coming right out at you. So it's really nicely done. SignZoo always continuing to turn heads. But we've been working on those. We've also been working on some new programs to continue to drive the SKA membership. We've got a new exciting one for small boats and single engine boats. So this is just targeted. So is it anything under the SKA class, the 28 foot and under, is in a small boat and single engine, will be eligible for a $1,000 CWT that has a $20 entry. So it's winner take all, and just anyone that's in that boat class at that tournament can get in on that action. So it's just a way to give back to those guys that grind it out in the smaller boat class that, you know, sometimes we feel like they get overlooked. There's a lot of big boats out there, but these guys are always part of the game too. And oftentimes they're coming in with a big fish. So that's going to be great this year, we think. I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, like you said, it's always nice to give them some love too. So I know that they'll be excited to be able to have that added opportunity to hold that check up when the opportunity arises. So I know they're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's been an essential part of the SKA since day one. You know, back in the day, there weren't these, you know, triple engine boats, quad engine boats in some cases now, or even two engine boats. Maybe that was the big bad one back in the day. Was like an upper 20s foot boat with twin motors was like unheard of. You know, a lot of these guys, that's what started the SKA, and we want to just keep them around. That's part of the reason that we added the single engine class and have continued to try to grow that. So we're working on bringing some new incentives to help grow those smaller classes. Another one of those new programs we're offering this year, basically a divisional jackpot. So open class, small boat class, and single engine class are all going to have separate buy-ins at the beginning of the tournament season, and essentially it's a season-long TWT that they have a shot to rack up some more cash along the way while they win these tournaments. So that's another great way for these guys to keep on, you know, building on what they know they can do. There's a lot of really skilled fishermen out there and teams that put in the hard work that want to fight for this. It's an optional pot. You know, no one has to get in it. So that's another great divisional jackpot. We've got the rules on the SKA site, or just stop by the trailer to check with us more on that.
And for those of you that may not be familiar that are listening, it's fishska.com. That's www.fishska.com. You want to find out more information about that. And hopefully that everybody will sign up and get another opportunity to win and increase those winnings every year.
Right. Just the more the merrier. So that's the way it works. It seems to be the way of a lot of these other tournaments are offering. The guys are into these type of promotions. So if you're willing to put the money where the mouth is, a lot of them talk the talk, but we'll see if they can come and pony up and take down, like you said, another additional pot that will just add to the winning. So we know a lot of teams last year that you know, finished fourth, fifth, even sixth and seventh place that really racked up some serious cash because they were the only ones that were up in those higher TWTs. No one ahead of them had entered. So they were happy with the sixth place all year long because they were just racking it up. It was great. Great to watch. So, and it even happened at Nationals to them too. So they were getting gifts left on the table by a lot of these teams that, you know, maybe aren't so sure about it yet. It's oftentimes it's hard to bite the bullet and pay those extra Calcuttas, but when you finally hit, it's well worth it.
It is, and it could turn out to be a nice payday as well. So I know a lot of teams are, like you said, you know, they're entering a lot of tournaments and entering those TWTs that give them the opportunity to get more money or make more money, you know, if they win or in the top three of a certain category. So it'll be awesome. You know, like you said, with some winner-take-all options, who knows, maybe you're the team that's able to walk away with a big paycheck. So that's very exciting to add those opportunities for the different classes to possibly win.
Right. We're excited about it. And we've got another toss up, another $1,000 we're tossing up. This one is open to all SKA members or all teams that fish the event. So the only way to qualify for this though is to be present at the award ceremony. So this is just no entry fee. All you got to do is be an SKA member, and we're going to call it out to the captain's name. So the captain must be present at the awards, $1,000 drawing at every tournament. Just another way to try to give back to the anglers and keep some cash in your pocket. We know it's expensive to come out and do this, so just another way to keep the money flowing back into the pocket. And all these new programs are of course, sponsored by Mercury Marine and NBOA Marine Insurance. Between the two of them and the SKA, we just try to really think about some new ways to activate the members and try to grow the membership base and keep people coming out to the awards and really supporting the event. So it's really important, guys, to come out to the captain's meetings and the award ceremonies. I know it's tough. It's such a long schedule, but it really shows the sponsors that we've got y'all's attention, and it makes it worth their while to contribute to this sport and keep it growing. So We're gonna promote that by rewarding those who are willing to show up at the awards this year.
That's a pretty easy way to win. All you have to be present and get your name called, and you've got $1,000.
Exactly right. And I know when Matt did it last weekend at the first Division 6 event over at the Wild West, he had to go through about five or six names before he got to someone. So I know that those people probably got word and were going, I should have gone. So hopefully we'll get some people sticking around to the awards. Like I said, I know you can't do it every time, but if you just try to plan for it, it makes everyone just feel better about the whole event. It really just brings it all together. It's tough. It's a tough thing about the sport that we've been trying to figure out a way to grow that participation and support of the anglers, the event coordinators, the directors, just the local area, everyone that's involved. It's really important. So, and plus, like I said, we'll have Sweetwater beer going on. It's going to be a good time. It'll be worth the while to stick around.
Yeah, Price, I don't know. I tell you, the quickest way to angle his heart is cash and beer. So, I mean, look at that.
I think we've answered all the major questions tonight, guys. I mean, everything that we've covered here, cash, beer, and food. I mean, good gosh. I mean, let's go.
Let's do it. It's time to fish, man. That's the only thing left. So, you know, we do have some tournaments coming up. The next Division 10 event, it's the Mercury Stevie Pompano Beach Saltwater Shootout. That's the Blue Water Movement hosts that. They're just wrapping up their big sailfish season. Jamie Bunn, the director and owner of the Blue Water Movement, they had a really exciting finish to their sailfish circuit down in Key West last weekend. Handed out a lot of money to some really skilled sailfishing teams. Sounded like they really had a tight finish coming down to the wire. So very exciting stuff. And now he moves on to the next part of his event, which is the Pompano Beach Saltwater Circuit. So it's a 3 tournament series. The first one is coming up. Let's see here. The Pompano Beach Saltwater Shootout is going to be May 12th, May 10th through 13th. So we'll be down there in Pompano for that. And then the next one's about a month from then. So it's a really fun event. And I think the following is probably about another month after. And everyone gets really excited. A lot of big boats down there, a lot of big fish coming in, and a lot of fun different Calcuttas and different ways to win. We've always got something new and creative going on down there. It's just a really, really fun place to fish a tournament. If you've ever had a chance to get down there, I encourage it. We'll be there and ready to roll on for the second leg of Division 10 just in a couple weeks here.
Well, I tell you, Jamie and the Blue Water Movements team do an excellent job, and we look forward to getting him on the show to tell us a little bit more about those events and the great things that they have going on down there. So that'll be exciting to get Jamie on the show to be able to talk to us a little bit about that. So we look forward for that opportunity. But a lot of great stuff going on, a lot of tournaments coming up, sponsors back in supporting. There's beer at the trailer. You got some enhancements to the trailer. I mean, I tell you, it's going to kick off to be a great season, and it's well on its way, and we're definitely excited to be part of it.
We are so glad to have you all on the road with Tenational. So we're going to have this show monthly, probably around Thursday night at 8. That's going to be the goal, and you can always re-listen, but we'll have it counting down to Nationals as we really roll into it. So we've had one event, like I said, here in April. We've got one in May, and then it really heats up. We've got 5 events in June. We've got 6 in July, 8 in August, 6 in September, 4 in October, leading up to the final event in November, the championship in Moorhead. So it gets hot and heavy there during those later summer months, but we are ready for it, and we are all excited to get on the road. We do have a few other sponsors, I believe, all longtime sponsors back on this year. Starbright, they've been with us for a few years now, providing some awesome boat cleaning and boat maintenance products, really unique and cutting edge stuff, all kind of stuff, just from stuff to clean the decks to the upholstery to the tire shine. They've got it all. Check out Starbright's products. Blue Water Candy, Jody Gay and the crew, of course, they're the team that I was mentioning earlier that ended up in 4th and 5th a lot last year, that really cleaned up. They use the Blue Water Candy lures. They're proven. Just check out their track record. They've done it. So a longtime SKA sponsor and angler. We're so glad to have them back on with us. Tuppins Marine continuing to sponsor Division 10. Really excited to have Tuppins on, another angler team. Steve Tuppins on the Garmin boat. They had a huge start to the year down in Key West with a 59-pounder, so we'll see if they can make a run at Division 10 this year with that lead. We've got Ironshore Insurance back on this year. And finally, Ocean Tamer Marine Beanbags. Frank from Ocean Tamer, been with the SK forever and just makes great beanbag product for the boat. If you've never sat on one, you will definitely buy one once you do on the water. It is a lifesaver. So check out Ocean Tamer. Atlas Tracks. Carolyn, another sponsor that's been with SKA for a few years. We're really excited about some of her new products. find your family, find your boat. She's helped save so many boats. It's crazy. Check out Atlas Tracks USA. So I think that about wraps up sponsors for 2018. But we're really excited to be working on a few others that might jump on. We do have another divisional partner, a new one for Division III, Carolina Hook and Line. They've got some great apparel, really classy and different looking stuff. Check out Carolina Hook and Line Company. And they are going to have a team fishing the SKA this year in Division III up there in South Carolina. So be on the lookout for them to make a splash in the SKA.
Well, I tell you, a lot of great stuff going on, a lot of great sponsors, and we look forward to kicking the year off, obviously with our first show, but we look forward to learning more about a lot of those sponsors and also being able to learn more about these great events that are happening on our road to nationals. So we look forward to updates, look forward to having you guys back on again and to give us some updates from the SKA. So also, we've talked to David too, we'll be featuring some SKA content on the Point Click Fish website as well. So we look forward to highlighting some of the great things going on at the SKA and the events on Point Click Fish. But as always, we're appreciative of the opportunity to work with your team throughout the year. Because when it gets down to showtime at the national championship, we look forward to showcasing all the great things that the SKA does.
Thanks again. As all, we're really excited to be working with it. And I do think I got to throw in a few more. I think I left off. I'm sleeping tonight. A few more sponsors real quick. Mammoth Coolers. They're the coldest since the Ice Age. And, of course, a close one to SKA Heart. Been there forever. Rolling with the best with the custom aluminum trailers from Loadmaster. So awesome to have Pam and Loadmaster back on this year as well. We just can't wait to see everyone as we roll on and get there to nationals. And thanks for Point Click Fish for keeping everyone in the loop as we do it.
We'll be publishing the schedule too for all the shows. So that way everyone will know when the shows are happening so they can make sure to join us live. But if you're not able to join us live, we'll also have the ability for you can play it on demand and listen to it after the show's live. So we look forward to doing that. But, David, until next time, buddy, I'll tell you what, we look forward to hearing about the tournaments that are rolling.
Keep on the lookout, kid. Check up with us on social media. We're always needing live updates. And thanks again for having us. We can't wait till the next show, guys.
All right, David, thanks a lot. And we look forward to having you back real soon.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, Price, it's always great to have David Worsham back on the show with us for the Road to Nationals with the Southern Kingfish Association. I tell you what, a lot of fun to cover all the great things that this tournament series is doing in the association. Definitely look forward to talking more about it throughout the year. But I tell you, until now, we're going to have to head out and be able to do some coverage from events. But Price, we're going to have to figure out where all the barbecue places are between here and there.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. For more
information, we'll figure it out.
Show notes, updates, or to join the saltwater fishing community, visit Point.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Don't forget to catch live streams and future shows at saltwaterfishingradio.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Stay safe on the water and tight lines.